Could you tell us your name, please?
Carol K. McCarl.
McCarl. Okay. What year were you born, please?
1910.
1910?
February 26th,
okay.
1910.
And where were you born?
Jackson, Florida.
Just north of you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What nationality were your parents?
My mother was English. And my father, Irish.
Okay.
And he's not Canadian. He's not tribe in Canada.
Oh, really? Indian, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How far back had his family been Indian?
Well, no, he came from Ireland, my grandfather.
Yes.
Came from Ireland, in County Cork. And?
Mm-hmm.
He had been beaten quite a bit, he was Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
He had been beaten quite a bit by the English, of course, the Vikings in the potato
family. Yeah. Oh. Your grandfather came uh-huh. over in the potato family.
And he and another man, by the name of Tweed. Stood over on a ship going to Newfoundland.
Oh.
They arrived in Newfoundland, they you know, the big bales of twine that they had in the ships.
Uh-huh.
They didn't lose during the day.
Oh.
And at night they were riding stars. By the time they got to Newfoundland, they were in bad shape.
Uh-huh.
And the captain found out about it and brought some force and they turned ship them back.
Uh-huh.
It was a man by the name of O'Toole in Newfoundland. He had a, he had a store there. And his wife was just not in there. And he had a daughter. And of course, he bought for us 2 days. And they had left in the mines in Ireland. So they went across to Nova Scotia and got work in Sydney Mines.
Uh-huh.
And then my granddad came back to Newfoundland and married Ellen. That's the daughter.
Uh-huh.
Ellen O'Toole.
I see.
Her mother was with my Indian.
Did much of the Indian traditions or customs come down through your father?
I think quite a bit of the craftsmanship that we now, because they are craftsmen.
I see.
Up there in Newfoundland, the English control them as far as their craftsmen are concerned. They're quite craftsmen, good craftsmen.
Uh-huh.
And I think quite a bit of that. Of course, we're very, I'm very proud of my Indian music.
Uh-huh.
My father had a high cheekbone.
Oh, did he, of India?
Mm-hmm.
And did your father live in Canada? Let's see now.
No. My father, my grandfather, married Ellen, and then they worked there for a while in Sydney Mines. And she said, she left, I remember her saying, so, this is my grandmother, I'm sure. She said, never seen anything beautiful, how beautiful than the top door.
Then the what?
Post of gold.
Oh, where is that located?
That's in Newfoundland. That's in Nova Scotia.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And the sunset's on the ocean. Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Beautiful.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two. One I call them. One were born in Canada. Oh, then they decided to come to the United States and they essentially wound up in Bethel. That's where they got shown.
Why did they come to Pennsylvania?
No, no. Just mm-hmm. because this was not going down.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And then they finally located out here on the place. On this side of the place, it's called the Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And her father was became a mine foreman.
Oh, foreman of a mine. What year about was that?
That was
Roughly.
1915, 1914.
Oh, just after you were born.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was mine following before I was born.
Uh-huh.
But we moved to Bay City because my older sister was in college, so we ready for college.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, the teaching was all out of high school.
Yeah.
So she taught at high school
uh-huh.
and went to Bay City. They had three after him. She goes to the college and then the person and teach more.
Oh, I see.
And that's the reason they moved to Grand City.
So she could be near the school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
And my oldest my brother just older than Junior, went to college and I went to college.
Oh, the whole family went to college.
Yeah, just the two best friends.
Well, of course, and the other one, though, did attend.
Well, I'm the youngest of seven.
Oh, I see. How many went to college in your family?
Just the two.
The two.
About mm-hmm. myself.
Why did you go? And your brother. Was there any special reason? Did your parents stress it, or did you?
My parents, both parents always stressed education.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They weren't educated me alone. But now for Dad, and he's 9 pounds, took correspondence courses. He had quite a number of certificates from Scranton.
Oh.
Scranton
correspondence. Correspondence courses. Course, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of courses did he take?
Mining.
Oh, I see. So he'd be a better mine foreman.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ever talk about his work in the mines?
No, and he never would allow the boys to go into the mines.
He didn't want them?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, he didn't, you know, it was a hard, hard book.
It was, huh?
To have a jail here, Ray Bowie talk about the mines.
Is he a senior citizen?
Yes.
Does he live here by any chance?
Yes, he lives here
in the apartment.
No. But we talked about my dad, another person, my dad had never lost a living in the town, in the blockhouse.
What's a blockhouse?
The blockhouse is where the houses were left up for the miners' families.
I see. Why are they called blockhouses?
Because they're brick blocks.
Oh, in a row, like a row of bricks or blocks, huh?
Well,
right next row houses.
Row
well,
houses.
I guess, yes. He didn't like them, huh?
No.
Why not?
Well, he just explained this woman, he complained that the strangers were his name. Foreigners, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted us to
rise above that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Rise above the poverty, the extreme poverty that crossed the bridge.
Uh-huh. Well, what were they poor houses? What kind of houses were they? Were they terrible to live in, or?
No, I recall.
It was just a matter of status, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of houses were they?
They were, one, two-story wood houses.
Uh-huh. Some of them are still standing.
Yes,
uh-huh.
On the front, number 5, near all over there.
Out to the east of Grove
mm-hmm.
City? They're still standing.
Is
the mine still being worked there?
No. And down Queens Junction, where we call Farm City, Queens Junction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you call it Queens Junction?
And Dad worked in all those mines.
Did the foreign workers live in real poverty?
Yes.
What was it like? Did you ever see any of them?
Well,
what did they have special food they ate, or did it just seem were they miserable people?
No, they were happy.
They were happy. But they didn't have much.
They didn't have much. I remember one time. I just remember. Okay, I always liked to sing. I started picking up the piano when I was 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I could sing from the time I started to talk to them. I think they're going to be anyway, some of the men that came along and wanted to go decided that they wanted me to sing.
When the company store?
Uh-huh.
These were miners,
right.
Foreign miners. Uh-huh.
And they had to sing when they were trying to sing.
Oh.
My dad.
he got mad, huh?
Yes, he did. So did my mother.
Uh-huh. Was not done. The foreman's daughter wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Were the miners doing that deliberately, or were they just being nice?
They were being nice.
Uh-huh. But that was not something that your father mm-hmm. wanted you to do.
Dad was quite a bit of a physician.
Uh-huh.
And he was great history, he was a lover of history. Now his name was Henry McCarroll. And he didn't have a middle name. So
yeah.
He took Henry Clay.
Oh.
Great.
Uh-huh. He knew some American history.
Mm-hmm.
Your father was pretty educated.
Yeah. In his own way.
Uh-huh.
And so I think, of course, they were always Republicans.
Oh, they were, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All the miners were Democrats, weren't they? Or
yeah,
were they?
Of course. Uh-huh. And my father was a great Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only guessing this. When Lincoln first, they were here, and this was when Lincoln first, when the Republican first party first started.
Uh-huh.
So there was a high tariff, if you remember.
Yeah.
So the English kids could not come in.
Right.
So they were so down in English, they didn't want any things called 85 English, so they left the Republican Party in the high tariff. So that's why.
Oh.
That's the way I figured it out.
Uh-huh. Was your father, did your father hate the English, being Irish?
Yeah.
You did, huh? Uh-huh.
His father.
Your mother was English.
Yeah.
Did that cause any strife?
No.
How'd your father meet your mother?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother was a wonderful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And after father died, she had, of course, she took sole control of us. And she worked at the, took the boys' contract at the college.
When did your father die?
I think they were 18 or something.
Uh-huh.
He was in California.
Oh, what was he doing there?
He was going up there. He was going to find out there.
Oh, for work.
Pastor's always been on the other side of the country.
Uh-huh, yeah. Had the mining pretty well petered out around Grove City, around this area by 1938?
Mm-hmm.
So he tried some other.
Mm-hmm. But Mother kept us all together. She has more friends, more older friends in this town than any of us.
Uh-huh. Oh, is she still alive?
Mm-hmm.
She did, though, when she was alive.
Everybody loved mother. She would cook at the dormitory. And during the summertime, she could hardly wait till she got home. She packed up down to Boys Camp. And she took off for the summer and went down to Boys Camp and cooked for the Boys Camp.
Oh, I see. Where at? What camp?
Down by Butler.
Bukoko? Is that Camp
mm-hmm.
Bukoko? Oh, how long has that been in operation? Back before World War II?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I think back in 1930, early 30s, because I graduated from college in 33.
Uh-huh. So you were, before we go on to your career, we didn't say much about your mother's family. Can you tell me something about her?
Her family? Well, they were the family that used the civic woman.
Oh.
And my mother's name is Ida Kazai. K-I-Z-I-A-H.
Oh.
That is from one place in Buddy.
Yes, I've never heard it from her. Where is it from?
From Job's Bible.
Oh.
So they knew the Bible.
Yes. Well, they were a religious family.
I can't say they were religious.
They knew the Bible.
But they knew the Bible.
Uh-huh.
But my grandfather's name was John Mark Hall.
Oh.
My grandmother's name was Patience Ann. And she had been, and she was just younger, she had been bound up. Is it called bound up?
Could you explain that?
Well,
this is your mother.
This is my mother's mother.
Your grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
I see, okay. Is this in England?
No, this is in the United States.
Oh, they had come to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. About what year are you talking when she
was
bound out, roughly?
I'm talking about roughly when she was born in 1849.
Uh-huh. She was bound out soon after?
Well, she was bound out when she was just a young girl.
Why was she bound out, do you know?
Well, it was easier to It was very hard for college, you know.
Yeah.
Very hard to keep a family together.
Where was she born?
She was born down in West Monterey, but she was West Monterey down in Seville.
Where is that located?
That's where Parker is.
Parker, yes.
With the cross bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, up over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of that's,
I see. Pretty deep in the woods there. Off
and
the beaten path.
Look down to it, and that's where you look down to Parker.
Oh, I see.
So 15 miles up around and to get up to that hill and then just look right down near Parker.
I see.
And then you go on around and go down into a low valley called West Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get down there, you turn around to that because you can't find the
river. I see. And she was born there?
She was, I think she was born that hill. My mother was born that hill too.
I see. So your grandmother was bound out.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean exactly?
It means that the people that took her, she worked for them. They had room and board.
Uh-huh.
They kept her. And
she worked for them in return for room and board.
Mm-hmm.
I see. How often did she see your family, do you know?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But when she was married, she was given a spinning wheel.
For her wedding gift?
Yes.
Who gave it to her? Her parents?
The Bound Africa.
Oh, they did. They
mm-hmm.
liked her. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did they get pretty close?
Yes, they did. And this thing, we have it.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. It's put together with wooden things.
Uh-huh. No nails.
No nails. My grandmother could raise sheep, shear sheep, and spin the wool and then move.
Oh. All by yourself. Why
mm-hmm.
not?
Her name was Patient Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Patient Ann Moody.
Did the English side of your family, or your mother's side of the family, have an influence on you, and your sisters and brothers?
Yes.
What did they teach you? What came from your mother's side of the family?
Well, hardiness.
Tough. They were tough people. Mm-hmm.
What makes you feel my mother was, she never allowed us to be sort of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys say something, we would be down so we didn't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow she had the faith something will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Something will come out.
Mm-hmm.
We can always feel.
How was the income of a coal mine foreman? What was it like? Did he work all the time? That's a pretty good job, isn't it?
Not for me, sir.
It was not a good job.
Yeah, it was a good job. It was looked up to the miners.
Uh-huh. But it still didn't, it didn't pay all that much, huh?
No, not much.
I see. Can you describe what it was like to live as a girl? What kind of house did you have? What'd you spend your money on?
We had a nice big expense.
Uh-huh.
I remember living in Amsterdam. Uh-huh. In the houses we lived in. My mother always took a month.
Uh-huh. What would she do?
Well, she would... There was a division, bedroom. She would make bedrooms for putting...
Oh, for all the seven kids, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You put up blankets and things?
She was a wonderful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided, she and her dad decided to match. That's her older sister.
Mm-hmm. I have to keep an eye to make sure it isn't ended. Okay, go ahead.
My older sister went to college. But she didn't graduate.
Uh-huh. So three went to college.
And,
was that your mother's influence or your father's?
Both.
Both of them.
Uh-huh. I think my brother and I, especially my brother and I, compared to Dad's probably for history. He's a lot for history.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see how anyone would look at history.
Yeah. It's fascinating, isn't it?
It is fascinating. Dad's influence is there.
Uh-huh. Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, could you tell me a bit about life in your family? Who disciplined in your family?
I never disciplined.
Not your father?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. He just thought he was always, he knew that I was a strong man, a strong willed woman. And he'd say, and if mother was going to discipline us, he'd let him walk out.
Oh, was he soft-hearted? Did that affect the way the kids behaved?
No. We had a good time.
Uh-huh.
We had a very good time. We sang. Well, this one came and talked about my grandmother, Waterson.
On your mother's side?
On my mother's side.
Uh-huh.
And she was somewhere along the line. Grandmother Waterson learned a little song called The Twenty Flowers.
Can you sing it?
I can sing it.
Okay, go ahead.
20 frogs went to school, down beside a rusty pool. 20 little ducks of blue, 20 rats all white and clean. Master both felt brave and stern, taught the class of one in turn. Taught them how to know be strong, also how to leap and die. From the seat of the log, taught them how to save their child, also how to dodge a tree. From the sticks that had been stealing. 20 frogs grew up fast. Bullfrogs, they became a class. Now they serve another class, teaching other little frogs.
Very nice.
Now, she's taught that to all her children.
Mm-hmm.
And first mother, taught it to us. And I took, I was in one that really took me in.
Mm-hmm.
So about 2 years ago, I decided to write it down. I looked at it and looked around it for it.
Yeah.
But I've often wondered where it could come from. And I've heard two people, who have known that song.
Oh, is that right?
So
you could check into that.
I
wonder if it's England or America.
I don't know if it's English or America.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma Larson found it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Was life hard on French Hill? Did she talk about Dutch Hill rather? Did she talk about life when she was a bound girl?
No, not my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
My mother was talking about it. I can talk about how it was.
She had been raised on Dutch Hill too.
Mm-hmm.
What'd she say about it?
Well, she started working when she was about 14.
What did she do?
Just work.
On the farm?
No, in the houses.
For money or for room and board?
Money.
And she gave that money to your grandmother? Uh-huh. And she lived in that same area?
Yeah, I lived in that same area.
What did people do for a living around Dutch Hill?
They mined and raised agriculture.
Did she ever talk about the good times?
Yes.
What was the good times? What did they do?
They had pie socials.
Pie socials. What is that? What's a pie social?
It's never a pie social.
No, not a pie social. Did everybody bring pies?
You take the women from your pie. And put the bread pantry. Then they take it to the social and the men and bid for it.
Oh, they bid for the pie. Oh, it was, you didn't know whose pie was whose. You just looked at them, huh? Oh, did it mean anything? Was that a courting ritual in any way?
No, it was just
for fun. Uh-huh. Oh, just for laughs, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do with the money? Did the women get the money, the pie bakers?
Mm-hmm.
Was there dancing, too?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of dancing?
It was a very great dancing because I don't know another song about the clothing rack, and that the girls are not allowed to steal this kind of thing.
Not anything below the level of a tie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And long shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I, she had a tin cup, and I was going to
get yes.
Mm-hmm. There were four of them, and my mother was about 16 when I came back with me. So later on, I took it to the school, and had the name of the minister.
Oh.
And we didn't have to call her dad, so she would be called the Marine.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know about the father. My mother looked like she was like the chaplain of the father.
That's lucky, huh? You don't know how she met her husband, your father. Well, they probably were in the same area, I suppose. I see, yeah. Where did people go for recreation? Where were you born? Well, you were born in Jackson Center. You weren't born in that area.
No, I was born in Michigan.
Was the church the center of life in Dutch Hill, you know?
Yes,
is that what you gathered?
My mother was Lutheran.
In English? She was English, but she was Lutheran. You know how she happened to be Lutheran?
Because of the Lutheran church.
Oh, I see. So she joined the local church.
Well, they came here, they came to the Presbyterian.
I see. Yeah. Was your father a Lutheran, or did he go to
Lutheran? My father was not a Christian, yeah. Although he was never allowed us to make any difference. He never allowed us to say anything derogatory about anyone.
He didn't mind you going to church. So. Did you have those pie socials at the church?
They had them at the church.
They had them at the church.
No, they didn't have to go to church. When we moved to go to church, we moved across the creek.
Just across the creek? That's on the east side of the creek?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you live?
That's where we live. They're not there anymore.
Oh, the houses are down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Is that where that new College Drive has just been put in?
Yes, right below that.
Below that, right, very close to the creek.
Very close to the creek, very close to the bridge.
What kind? Isn't that where the tannery used to be originally? In Grove, oh, that was years before you, I suppose.
Yep.
What year did you move to Grove City?
I moved to Grove City in 1916.
Was it just residences right down by the creek, nothing else? What kind of a town was Grove City when you came here? You remember it? What do you remember about it?
It hasn't changed very much.
Is that right? It hasn't changed much. The main shopping area is right here, always been here.
Yeah, yeah. Originally, the main shopping area was the hill.
You mean up toward the college?
Like the main entrance where the town started.
Well, what is it? Below the creek? The west side of the creek was the business area?
No, it is there.
Oh, is that right? Oh, I understand. Way up there. Was it that way when you came here in 1915?
Mm-hmm.
It was, huh?
When I came here, the
town was down here. It was down here, but originally it had been up on the hill. Oh, I see.
See, when Brown came coming here, when the came here,
yes, I think up the hill, east, moving toward Harrisburg. Oh, is it still there? Yes, I've seen that. That was the center of town up that way. Well, what do you remember about the town when you were a little girl?
When we first moved, it wasn't very much traffic, it was new cars. Especially the American ones, because the American ones, you can get our station to a stop, and here's the hill. And come down the hill and see if how far the bridge could go.
And how far could you go?
Almost on the across the bridge on there. But now that's the deal with it. When you,
was it wooden?
Originally, it was wooden.
When did they change it?
Changed twice.
What were the main businesses in town? Do you remember them? Were they grocery stores or furniture?
Grocery stores. Was a
broom store.
The
broom store. Oh, was it? It's gone now.
And of course, the butcher.
And that was the big industry.
Diesel. There's quite a good story about the diesel.
Oh.
And I think I know pretty much about that. Basically, the plan that he went into from the beginning. And he had plans for coming across the channel during, they were during the war right before them. And no one ever saw him again.
Oh.
Well, we got the competition here. The same thing, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like England.
I think they might have been stolen.
I think that he was one of them.
Mm-hmm. All those things happen back then.
Not because the expedition. Mm-hmm. And the gas engine. And my sister, his older sister, married a man from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked in the oil field out there, and he saw quite a lot of the rigs, the engines that were going through Pennsylvania.
Oh, is that right?
So he decided to come and go to Pennsylvania and find out about that.
Oh.
So he can come and go to Pennsylvania and work on the system and all that, and that's the stuff in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, did you ever find out about how the Memorial Park was built?
No, you mean the big park in Grove
mm-hmm.
City?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. Would you tell us?
Yes, that's during the first World War. During the First World War, they purchased my coal out there.
In the park area?
Mm-hmm. People would go out and for money.
It was on the surface. Going to college. In commerce. So what did you intend to do with your degree?
To teach.
Where? On the high school level?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And did you?
I graduated in 1933.
Uh-huh. Bad year, huh?
Bad year. Uh-huh. And I didn't start teaching for 7 years.
Just simply couldn't get a teaching job.
Uh-huh.
They weren't hiring teachers.
Well, I think there were a couple in my class.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went back to, I went to Slippery Rock. I got one of the education.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And here's the first year I went to find a job at rural school.
Uh-huh.
Now, I had never been in a rural school in my life.
Uh-huh.
And I had eight classes.
Eight classes? Eighth grades?
Eighth grades.
From first to eighth? Uh-huh. How many students?
40.
Oh, boy. How old were you? Were you just pretty young?
I was 3 years.
Oh, that was 7 years later. Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, then after that, I got a job on doing the 1 year, and then I went to Allegheny County, Christian Butler County, and then Allegheny County.
Mm-hmm.
I taught there 3 years in second grade.
I see.
And I got a job at Southwood, near Southwood Youth.
Oh.
At Indiana campus, Southwood Park, Indiana.
I see. Mm-hmm.
I taught there for 7 years. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. What was that first job like with those 40 students? Did you have any discipline problems?
No.
Was it because the kids were better in those days at discipline?
No. This school, the disciplinary school.
Oh, well, you already got there. Well, you were the only teacher there, though,
mm-hmm.
weren't you? But the previous teacher had been kept him in order.
Mm-hmm.
No?
She tried to tell him about
it. Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was called Ludwig School. It's better known as Monkey Patch.
Monkey Patch?
Monkey Patch.
Monkey Patch.
Monkey Patch.
Monkey Patch. What do they mean by that?
Just
that was just a name, huh?
Just exactly.
Uh-huh.
Monkeys.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, the first day I was there.
Where was it located, by the way?
Mars.
At Mars.
The first day, I was up in front, I was trying to get my friend set up.
Uh-huh.
I saw these boys, these three boys watching me.
Uh-huh.
I said, do you want to call for this guy?
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You were one of them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good. What was it like? What do you remember about? What picture comes into your mind when you think of that one-room schoolhouse?
I remember. I pictured these young boys. They never had much. And I remember a Christmas time. They never had a Christmas tree.
The boys in your 8th grade class had never had a Christmas tree? Or the school had never?
School.
I see. Uh-huh.
And this one boy went up and scrounged down the lawn and he kept nothing for him. He made a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
He had a Christmas tree and a Christmas tree.
Oh. That was not, you remember that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And, what did you like that?
Uh-huh.
And in the next 2 years, well, it was just passing years. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a software. That goes up into the... that is yours, go up into the World War II event.
I see, yeah.
And those are the years. And the teachers were really tough. And then we had to do all the rationing.
You did the rationing? What do you mean?
Teachers.
You had to take the stamps or what? Issue the books?
Well, the first one, rationing, was to get all the names of all the able-bodied men under 45.
Able-bodied men under 45. To do what?
Just to register.
Oh, to register for the draft.
Just register, just to have them register.
Oh, what for? What did they have?
Of course, they were, the World War II was looming up.
Oh, I see. For potential service in the Army, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I see. And the teachers did that?
No, the teachers did that.
Not the...
No.
They didn't have draft boards then?
No.
Oh.
Then the next one was, what I remember, was to get the tires.
Old tires when they needed rubber.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was different. So they registered them. Then we started registering the rations.
The teachers did that.
In certain times
of the day.
Uh-huh.
Well, how did that interfere with your teaching? Was it at night?
Well, just during the whole day and then at the night.
Even when you're teaching or in the summer or what?
We get a day off.
Oh, I see. Yeah, the students would get a day off. Uh-huh.
Or else we do it on Saturday.
Uh-huh. I see.
But you didn't think anything about it, but, you
know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember collecting rubber in the war.
Yeah, I remember one thing about toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get toothpaste unless you got the
tube. Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And we rationed for the sugar, butter, coffee, and
did people pretty well cooperate with you on that?
Mm-hmm. Which was at the school, because the school was the center. Everyone knew where the school was.
I see,
Everyone knew the teachers.
Yeah.
So
it was a natural place to do it.
And then, as far as the teaching is concerned, you never knew from one weekend to the other where you were going to basketball team.
Why?
Because they were... all the boys would go off to the Army.
They get drafted.
They weren't drafted, they just go off and get
join up.
And I coached girls basketball.
Oh, did you? Did they have a girls basketball team at that time?
Mm-hmm.
How long did they have they had girls basketball
team? I don't know, but this is girls basketball. This is the old one.
What's
where
that?
Where they...
Three sections?
The
courts divided?
Yes.
Into two or three?
Two.
Two.
The guards and the forwards.
I see.
And I've never played basketball in my life because there was nobody to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I was good. And this is really what great. And going for a period of time, I taught the people in here, same time I taught typing in here.
The same time? They use one teacher for two different classes?
Well, they had to because they didn't have another teacher to do it.
Oh, was there a big teacher shortage in the war? Oh, all the men teachers were gone. I see. Mm-hmm. How did you handle that?
Well, as near as I can remember, I handled it by assigning the bookkeeping and then signing the board.
Well, the typing didn't require too much explaining.
No.
Did the students cooperate?
Yes.
They understood the problem. Where was that? That was a high school.
It was in
Foxville. Oh, I see. Near Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the women's movement and all that? You were a professional woman in the 30s. Do you think women are better off today than they were then? Or what's your feelings about the women's movement?
Not for your age. Because women have exactly, women have whatever they need. They don't need anyone.
Yeah.
I'm not for ERA. Mm-hmm. But I think they have come a long way.
Mm-hmm. Were you treated the same as men teachers?
Yes.
They're no different.
They're no different.
Same pay?
Mm-hmm. As far as they're going today, they're going to be sorry for what they're going to do.
Oh, yes, to the family. Yes. What changes have you seen in the family since the 30s?
They're not a family anymore. How many families do you know of that sit down to the table?
Yeah.
Evening, and eat together?
Yeah. Ooh. Disintegrated. What do you remember about the high school? When did you first start teaching in the high school?
I went to Foxville.
What year was that, roughly?
I think it was 1943.
41. What was it like to teach in high school, and how were high schools in those days?
Yeah.
A good place to teach?
Yes, no, I taught in a place where it was a formal instruction.
Uh-huh.
The kids were good, but then they weren't.
They weren't mean?
No.
Uh-huh. Just kind of full of a lot of vim and vigor, huh?
A little one boy, before you go to your classroom and ask questions. you could just love him.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, well, do you have anything to add that we haven't touched on that you'd like to talk about? What was the greatest privation you had in World War II? What did you miss the most that you didn't have?
Transportation.
Oh, was that why? Because of the rubber shortage?
Well, there wasn't very many of them. The buses. You get on the bus and you stand.
Oh, they're crowded, huh?
There's one thing Dad should have told us.
Oh, yes? What do you mean?
He told us people had come up in the early stuff.
Oh, was there a trick to that?
There's an ear. He flew up on the railroad track like a ride.
Yeah.
One
foot in front of the other?
In the box.
Oh. On top of the rails? Is that how you walk?
Yeah.
Oh. It was easier, huh? Okay, well, I guess that does it then, huh?